State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. There has been an explosion of research over the past decade that shows just how important the first few years of a child's life are when it comes to brain development. Those early experiences, whether positive or negative, shape a child's brain and have lifelong consequences. We here at State of Opportunity wanted to better understand how that all happens. So here to explain is the director of the Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University, Dr. Jack Schoenkopf.
I think what's most important is for people to understand that a newborn at birth has most of the brain cells that we will have for our entire life, but relatively little of the connections, the circuits among the different cells. And what happens very, very rapidly, particularly in the first couple of years of life, is that the brain is building connections. It's building synapses that connect one cell to another. And this process of building the architecture of the brain is dramatically influenced by life experiences. It is not genetically hardwired. Literally, our environment shapes the architecture of our brain in the first year of life. The brain is dependent on responsiveness from adults.
You want to say hi to your cow? You want to say hi? What do you think? You love this cow? You want to give it a kiss?
You know, what babies do right from the beginning, they look at you, they make sounds, they cry, and then they get a little bit older. They smile and coo and gurgle. And what shapes that brain circuitry is the response of adults around the child, what we call this serve-and-return interaction. The baby does something, the adult responds back.
Oh.
The adult does something, the baby responds. And it's the back and forth, the responsiveness that shapes the brain circuits.
A, B, C, old.
ABCs. Can you sing your ABC song?
ABC.
If we talk about language and vocabulary, for example, we begin to see differences in the size of a child's vocabulary as early as 18 to 24 months.
Mommy, here!
And those differences are not genetically hardwired. They're based on the differences in the kind of language environment the child grows up in. So children who grow up in homes which tend to be more skewed toward more highly educated parents, talk to their kids more, use more varied vocabulary, compared to children who, on average, in homes where parents have had limited education, tend to speak to their children less, use smaller vocabularies, don't kind of provide elaborate descriptions. So by 18 to 24 months, you already see differences in the number of words a child can produce. And that difference increases over time if we don't intervene. The message is pretty clear now from the science that the only way to dramatically decrease some of these gaps in achievement is to begin providing rich learning experiences much sooner than standard school age entry for children who live in disadvantaged environments. There's no basis for anybody to say, you know, nothing that happens early is going to make a difference. We should just wait until the kids get to school. That is just completely disconnected from everything we know about development.
That was Dr. Jack Schoenkopf from the Center on the Developing Child at Harvard University. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.